Our campaign is all about freedom, prosperity, and peace.
Congressman Ron Paul is greeted everywhere he goes by passionate supporters. At 72 years of age, he's the oldest candidate in this year's contest, but he draws support from many young working people and college students. Public opinion polls in the key primary and caucus states indicate he's no threat to the top-tier Republican candidates. Two U.S. television networks announced this week that he will be excluded from upcoming debates because he's not broken out of single digits in nationwide polls. But he's likely to remain in the race so that he can continue to champion the causes he says are neglected by other candidates. Paul is a libertarian in terms of political philosophy, so he favors less government intrusion into people's lives. He ran for president under the Libertarian Party banner in 1988. As a Republican, he has represented a Texas congressional district on the Gulf Coast south of Houston, serving from 1977 to 1985 and from 1997 to now. While many Republicans identify with his views, especially when he advocates smaller government, polls show the majority reject some of his key ideas on foreign policy and defense. He's the only Republican candidate who has opposed the U.S. effort in Iraq. In a VOA interview last year, Paul argued that he represents a more traditional Republican stance on foreign affairs than President Bush.
Bush ran on the program of humble foreign policy, no nation building, don't police the world. Traditional conservatives and Republicans have had a much different approach to this. We don't need to be doing this. We should be concentrating on a strong national defense and dealing with our safety and our borders. But here we forget ourselves and we're bankrupting our country.
But his suggestion during a debate that U.S. bombing of Iraq had partially motivated the terrorist attacks of September 11, 2001, drew sharp fire from candidate Rudy Giuliani, who, as mayor of New York City, dealt with the consequences of those attacks.
That's really an extraordinary statement. It's an extraordinary statement as someone who lived through the attack of September 11, that we invited the attack because we were attacking Iraq. I don't think I've ever heard that before, and I've heard some pretty absurd explanations for September 11.
Many other Republicans have also criticized Ron Paul's approach to foreign policy. A poll in Iowa last year showed 42% of Republican respondents viewed Paul unfavorably. But he has strong support in more libertarian areas of the country, like Montana, where supporters say he could win all 25 of that state's delegates in the caucus to be held on February 5th. That would give him only about 1% of the total delegates at the Republican convention, but having delegates would bolster his participation and make him harder to ignore. The other factor that will likely keep Ron Paul going for the whole stretch is the depth of support he has among loyal followers and the money he's been able to raise through the Internet and other unconventional means, which he says will allow him to fight on.
So we're competing, and we do it quietly and steadily, and fundraising is very cheap on the Internet. We raise a lot of money, and it's gaining. We're raising more money every day, and the numbers of people that join us every day are, growing rather rapidly.
Ron Paul has a war chest of more than $18 million in campaign contributions that will allow him to buy television time and continue his quest to reduce the U.S. government and radically change U.S. foreign policy. Greg Flakus, VOA News, Des Moines.